Yeah, no, he's. I mean, he's been doing it. Consistently. You know, I mean, that's the big thing for a 19-year-old to play in the NHL and responsibilities that we're putting on him. He's doing it on a consistent basis, which is hard enough. He's doing offense, defense. He's as good as any rookie in the league right now this year.
Is there any word on Patrick Dwyer, and also how did that impact your game plan? Using those guys to slow down their top line.
Well, we had three forwards out right now. Rosie, Ruutu, Dwyer tonight. I mean, that's tough for our group right there, but. Losing Patty tonight, their line has done such a great job checking. It shortens your bench more. Guys jumping in different positions. So I thought they adapted well, but, I mean, he's been a big part of that line. His speed would have been important tonight with a team Florida that really had a good tempo. But just losing one body alone was tough.
Is there any word on him?
I don't know. We'll probably see tomorrow. I haven't had a chance to really catch the trainers on his full status on his medical thing right now.
At what point does the shootout become a mental thing?
I don't know. We just gotta find a way to get the different results. I don't think it's a mental thing right now with our guys. We try to win it. I really believe that. I don't think we feel like we're going into them with no chance of winning it. We just we keep falling up short on it. So we're gonna have to keep grinding it out.
You guys have been playing some pretty good hockey. The guys are really deflated there tonight. It's one of those emotional ups and downs of the season. How do you regroup them?
Well, we've been approaching everything one day at a time. I mean, this is a big game and everything, and we got kids that are learning. That was a playoff game. Anaheim was a playoff game. Tonight was a playoff game. That's high tempo hockey right now. Like I say, we got some young guys that are in the lineups. They're learning. Every game we play like this is a great experience for some of these guys. Our Stalls and Sutters and Gleasons, our top guys, are playing great hockey right now. They're matching it, and we got some kids that are giving it all they got, and they're learning, and it's a big jump for them. So, it's not the results we wanted tonight, but you know what? They're a resilient group. Like I say, they're playing different positions. They're giving it all they got, and they'll be fine. They'll get a day off tomorrow and get a good practice in, and we'll get right at it for the next game.
Eric talked in the locker room about learning how to win with a young team. That seems like something that you guys kind of have to come up to. Is this experience going through these tough losses, does it help in that regard so that down the road the payoff might be a little better?
Well, we're picking up points. There's times where we didn't get a point or we didn't get a two, and we walk away saying we played good hockey. I mean, we went hard here tonight. I actually thought the third was one of the better periods of the three, but we weren't able to finish it off. But a little mistake here and there, you pay the price for it. I think we'll just keep going at it, keep grinding it out. But it's a point. And we just gotta. Some other teams only got a point here tonight too. So we just gotta, stay up and keep battling away.
Thanks, coach.